Murray Bridge businesses plan to hire at least 700 extra workers next year, but there is a significant rental housing shortage and there have been delays in the construction industry. So workers may find themselves with nowhere to live in the rural city. The Murraylands Food Alliance and Business Murray Bridge have been surveying workers about their current situations. The council will use the results of that survey to help prioritise the development of a worker housing strategy. Mayor Brenton Lewis joins me for a chat about it. Hi there. Mayor, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jenny. Thank you.
Oh, good to hear. Would you call this situation a crisis?
Well, it would be easy to say that because if we do nothing, it could easily resemble a lost opportunity more so than a crisis. But at this stage, we like to look at it as an opportunity that there's a great growth opportunity coming forward. It's a matter of how we react to that, what we do about that, and whether we actually understand the timing.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, all of these construction works and buildings, are sort of, it's all culminating, isn't it? There's a lot of stuff happening in the region. We've got the new Bridgeport, obviously, and up-and-coming Thomas Foods. I think that'll be a big one. So, yeah, it is this kind of dilemma that we may find ourselves in.
Yeah, you're right. The building of Thomas Foods alone at the moment, there's a lot of activity there, but Bernard, the manager, plant manager that attended the forum, said publicly they'll be looking for 450 new employees once they open the B floor, which is what they're building at the moment. That in itself is an outstanding number. We know about the healthcare market. We know about RSL care needing 60 to 70 additional new workers, and it goes on. As you said, 700 plus. I think RDA have got numbers even greater than that with other organic growth of local businesses. So that in itself is outstanding. And we've been really in a growth mode right through. It's hard to believe with the fire at Thomas Foods how we actually came through that. Quite resilient. We've been growing the whole time. We've exhausted the rentable stock and, quite frankly, land agents tell me that their books of houses for sale are dwindling rapidly. It is an investment opportunity time, and that's why when we held the forum as council back at the end of September, we invited the supply side of the industry, the building industry. We invited the demand side, those known employer groups, and we invited the investor group, trying to get that discussion going in the room.
Hmm. What else was a major point that you took away from that worker housing forum?
Well, one local builder, won't name the builder, but one local builder of some recognition, told the meeting that they have forward booked 2 years. So if you order a new house property today, you're looking at about a 2-year delivery time frame. Others told us about supply problems with timber and steel. More so timber, 7 months wait. There's all those barriers. Even if you said, look, I'm going to build 20 houses today as an investor group, you've got to go through planning, which is something we've got control over. Surely we can fast track simple planning. You've got to get the builder. That may not be easy. The builder has to have the suppliers. That may not be easy. And 12 months could disappear before you blink. So if we started now, we're probably not going to quite be in time for the mounting demand.
Mm. So what does your worker housing strategy entail? Or I suppose you haven't really got a concrete plan at this stage, but what are you looking to do, Mayor Brenton Lewis?
Well, as a proactive council, we actually could see, we could obviously feel and see the need. We decided to call the forum. Facilitate the forum I just mentioned. From that, we got more factual information rather than maybe information. We know pretty much what we're dealing with now. The best we can hope is that people take up the opportunity for investment in the Murraylands region. Not all people will choose to live in Murray Bridge and work here. That's already the position. But from a capacity building point of view, we want to build our community. So it would be a terrible shame to see a lot of people get to work here but not live here, live in the hills or somewhere else. That would be a real shame. We'd miss that opportunity. The other thing we've got to understand too is it's not everybody wants a three-bedroom house. There'll be a whole range of accommodation required for worker accommodation, and that we need to be sympathetic to what does that mean. And the forum discussed that we need some difference in our building allotment sizes, the size of buildings that we can build, some single units for single person accommodation. We're not talking about dormitory blocks, ugly things, but no, some a broad strategy that would cover all styles of housing accommodation.
Do you know when we might be able to see that strategy?
I think, well, the strategy isn't a public document as such. It has been circulated to the people that attended, invitees to that meeting. I don't have any problem quoting from it as such, but pretty much what I'm telling you comes out of that report. It's a matter of awareness. The time is right. The need is there. There's an opportunity to act, and we need to encourage investors and investor groups to look at Murray Bridge as a priority and start to build some of this accommodation that we're talking about. There is land availability here, which is good. It's not like we don't have the land to build on. There's several allotments still within the township, infrastructure supported. So there's no real problem there. It's just a matter of the will to get on and invest. Mm. And I'm sure it'll happen. It's just a matter of whether the timing will be suitable. The other thing, Jenny, is that you get this economic multiplier effect. So for every one permanent job that you create, every industry, every sector's got its own sort of set of multipliers. But say the food industry rates between about 2.8 and 3 as an average. So for every one permanent job, it actually ends up being 2.8 or 3 additional people working within your community. So if you're talking 700, you know, you're really talking 1,400 to 2,000.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah, it is. I mean, despite some of the challenges, it's an exciting time for the region.
Oh, definitely. Mm. I mean, I look at this as onwards and upwards. It's a wonderful opportunity, as I keep saying the word opportunity, but if we don't capture it, it'll be an opportunity lost. And that's up to us as a community. It's up to the investor sector. Look, I'm pretty positive that we will see some fairly large activity in the investment scene, but I just want to see it start happening. And there's been some nibbling, there's been some uptake, but nowhere near the level that we're going to need to capture the opportunity. Mm.
And in more positive news, Mayor Lewis, you must be excited about the upcoming Riverfront Christmas Festival this weekend.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, just the fact we can put it on. I mean, everybody loves the big procession down the main street, and we all look forward to that, and hopefully we'll get back to that. But in the interim, there's an alternative, which is being staged at the Riverfront this coming weekend, and I'd encourage as many people as possible to get there. Hopefully the weather's good. Weather on that flash for the 6th Street markets yesterday. Mm. Looks like next weekend might be a little bit cool, but it's a great opportunity to bring the kids out and no cost event and have a great time.
Oh, sounds lovely. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're most welcome.